work.
One of the other stories up at InfoWars.com has been broken by the Drudge Report today. George Bush's new book, he admits he gave the order to basically shoot down Flight 93, which is what all the witnesses said they'd seen, but he claims then it just crashed on its own. Side issue, but that's the type of important stuff up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Randy Kelton, really a mortgage fraud analyst, somebody that breaks this down and then kind of collates the different systems that are working against it, joins us. And I thought I should plug one of your websites. It was just a basic contact point for folks that want more information, and it's MortgageCrimes.com.
Yes, and just a quick comment on Flight 93. The guy called with a cell phone from the airplane. I tried to call a friend of mine from the top of the Empire State Building. I couldn't get a signal. When I went to the bottom of the Empire State Building, I could get...
No, cell phones don't work over about 2,000 feet. And, of course, they claim they worked at 35,000 feet that day.
Yes, that was absolute nonsense.
And then it turned out it was... But yeah. Okay, so what's this new graph we've got here?
This is a graph of the number of foreclosures by month. Right at the end, you see it appears to go down, and they've been talking about, oh, it's getting better, there are less foreclosures. That's because this modification scam. They instituted this modification, we'll modify your loan for you. So it takes 2 or 3 months to get through the modification issue. That's why it looks like it's down. Well, people are finding out that the modification is a setup. You ask for a modification, they say, oh, sure, but we can't modify unless you're a couple of payments behind. And then when you get a couple payments behind and start negotiating the modifications, you notice they accelerate your note, and you ask them, what is this? Oh, don't worry about that. The modification take care of it. Then you get a notice of foreclosure. Oh, they'll take care of that. The last thing they'll do is deny your modification and foreclose immediately. Or if they do give you a modification, it's supposed to lower your payments for a period of time and then come back up to where they were. It lowers your payments for a period of time, and then they triple. Miss one payment after modification, they foreclose instantly. It's all a setup to force you into a foreclosure.
It's a way to get you to waive your rights.
Yeah. The only way the lender makes the big money is to foreclose. He don't care about your property. Derivatives. He'll make 8 to 10 times the amount of your principal if he forecloses. All he wants to do is foreclose. After that, everything in this becomes a liability to him. And that's where we have an advantage. That's where we can take him to task and do something to stop all of this. The courts are turning against him because the politicians are in trouble. All of this is working to our benefit. If we're going to change, if we don't do something quickly, this country will be forced into by far the worst depression it's ever seen. Because all of these sales of the security instrument with no hard trace of where they've been creates property nobody can invest in. When we can't get foreign investment, there's no way for us to come back out of this depression we're going into. So we need to stop as many foreclosures as possible. Everybody here needs to stay in their houses. And the best way to do that is to sue them. The attorneys that were on before. Win, lose, or draw. You sue them, you win. They're going to lose, even if they win the house in the end, which is becoming very unlikely.
No, they're losing them. They're failing because once they get into depositions, they go, yeah, we don't have the deed, or we didn't review the documents, or we charged too many fees, or, yeah, we sold this over and over again. I mean, and then they're dead.
Yeah, so we put together a program to help people get into court. Just sue them. The first one I did, someone came to me, you got to do something, I'm going to be thrown out in 3 days. I went on the internet, I used my most honed skill, plagiarized, I pulled down a bunch of suits with issues that matched this guy's issues.
That was what, 2.5 years ago?
Last November.
I've heard you for years talking about it.
I've been researching it, and they found out I was researching it, and they actually got me doing this before I was ready. So we're finally getting all our pieces in place right now. But this guy, I just put together a suit, and frankly, it was junk. He's still in his house. He filed this junk suit, And just 2 months ago, the lender came to him and said, well, you sued the wrong person. You should have sued this guy.
The folks can contact you at Mortgage Crimes, with an S, right?
Yes.
MortgageCrimes.com to find out more. We'll be right back to break this down. Stay with us.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I see your phone calls, George, Mark, Bill, and others. If you have a question for Randy Kelton starting in the next segment, we're going to go to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Now, just a few months ago, it was a fraud, it was a conspiracy theory to say, make them show you the note, go after them for selling the note, for not having a proper chain of title, for selling it into derivatives, clouding your title, because you're supposedly paying in to finally own this house, and they've already sold it down the road to all these foreign countries and corporations. See, this affects everybody, not just people that are upside down. That's why they're taking houses that are paid for or that they don't even have a note for, because this was sold in derivatives. Just because lawyers and pro ses finally sued and busted all this open, they ceased many of the foreclosures because it's killing them, and they're looking for a political remedy in Congress to tell them they're allowed to do all this. But then if Congress does do that, as they're signaling they are, then there's no private property left in this country. I mean, Randy, that's why I've been spending so much time on this. This is a big deal.
This is the deal. There's a good chance this country will come apart over all of this. And in terms of remedies, I may be suggesting something that would lead to that. If we're going to fix this problem, one of the things we do, I hate new legislation, but there is a little bit that we need. One of the things we need is statutes forbidding the paying of derivatives. We can't go back and undo what's been done.
But we had that before 99.
Yeah. Yes, before 99, it was a felony to do that. We should stop the payment of all derivatives that these people have bought this as insurance.
That's what Webster Tarpley says. Freeze them. They're fraud. They were induced through fraud. It's over.
Yeah, right. And they have this leaves the lender without this monetary.
And then they try to hold us hostage and say we're going into a depression if we don't do that. We're already in one.
Yeah, we're
going
to go into one worse if we continue this. And the other thing, the state of Georgia has before its house legislation that would declare gold and silver as the legal tender valued by weight of specie. They're looking at pulling out of the dollar. That's the best thing the states could do to stabilize their economies economically. And one other thing, a program that was talked about a few months ago and then just kind of disappeared to force occupancy for repossessed properties, to allow the people to stay in the properties until either litigation was finished or until the bank...
Because that doesn't drive down property values. Now somebody's mowing the yard. Homeless don't move in. The banks know that's the best policy, but they need to go ahead and get it fully under their control to keep it pegged to their derivatives.
Yeah, and that everybody would win in that case. Even the banks would win. They wouldn't have all these houses that are empty. They can't insure, and if they don't keep them up, they become a public nuisance. Then they can get cited by the cities and the states in California. If you don't maintain an empty property, it's a felony because it creates such a dangerous situation. It's a problem for the banks. I'm afraid the banks are going to start bulldozing these houses.
That's already happening in Detroit.
This is what's happened in Detroit, what's happening in Nevada. That's just a personal.
Well, I remember a year and a half ago, they had L.A. Times articles about people riding through ghost town, you know, million-dollar home neighborhoods with mountain lions on the roofs and bobcats and wolves and turkeys running around. I mean, it's a wild kingdom.
Yeah, and this country's going to go to that. I hate to think of Mad Max's programs as having any truth to them, but we're looking at some really serious problems.
Okay, let's get into the rest of your literature and these graphs and charts you've got here, Randy, and some of the different, again, you can't diagnose something over the phone or even on the radio. Just basic stuff you know is working, because this is a work in progress. Some of the things other lawyers are doing, things you've been doing, some of the ways, some of the best suits out there.
Best thing to do, first thing to do, is look at the amount of fraud. The courts are saying to the lawyers, don't keep coming to me with these generic, general accusations of where is the note and you don't have standing or agency or capacity. Give me something particular with this note that shows that this particular note's a problem. So first thing you do is look at your HUD ones, at your truth in lending statement and your note. Almost everyone will have a principal and interest on the note that's different than the principal and interest on the truth in lending statement. You should run a amortization on both of them. What you find may surprise you. One of the first ones I did had a $115,000 note at 6.5%. That came up with a $693 payment. The truth in lending, which contained the amounts that the person actually was required to pay, had 6.5% interest at $113,900. Almost a little over $1,000 less principal, 0.5% more in interest. Well, after you set it closing and read a stack of documents an inch high, your brain kind of turns to mud. And I asked Steve about that, and he said, I noticed it, but it looked like it'd balance out. When I ran the notes together, the difference that the amount you would overpay if you paid what was on the truth in lending statement on a $115,000 note in 30 years, he would have overpaid $44,000. So we run the calculation, take that as a fraud claim, because in fraud you don't claim the amount you were actually defrauded of. It was a five-year-old note. You claim the amount you would have been defrauded of had their plan ran to fruition, $44,000. But you don't sue for that either. You sue for triple. First calculation, we get an amount in fraud claim greater than the amount of the original principal. Then look at your HUD-1 settlement statement. Show these fees on there. The lender is only allowed to charge the borrower those fees the borrower would have to pay if they purchased the house in cash, and those fees the lender must pay to a third-party vendor. But at closing, he didn't provide you with any documentation to show first that the fees were proper, allowed by law, that the services provided by the vendor were necessary, that the amounts charged were reasonable. Neither did he show you his disbursement to show that he didn't take an unauthorized markup on the amounts charged. So we claim they're all bogus. They're all false.
What about when they also have you sign papers saying, you know, this is going to be packaged and resold? They don't tell you this means this could cloud your title down the road.
What they don't tell you is, for the most part, it's already sold. You think the guy who's standing in front of you as the lender is the guy who lent you the money. He's not. The special purpose vehicle is the one lending you the money. It's already been sold to him.
That's why the loan's already been authorized.
Yeah, and he's not licensed to do business in the state. He's not a licensed lender. The lender's lending him his license, and the whole process is illegal.
Yeah, but going back, I mean, they're winning in court, and you're having success as well. I mean, going after the fact of show us the deed or show us who signed off on this foreclosure statement, who had notaries sign it, and they didn't. I mean, that's working, but you're saying you're doing that and then adding other things on it.
Yeah, we come in with a very large fraud claim against the lender. It's a large number. Frankly, we'd never win that number. But in the end, we don't care. Because the other side knows as well as we do, when we get in front of the jury and tell the jury the kind of crap all of these guys have pulled on them, the first thing the jury's going to do when they go home that night is pull out their HUD-1 settlement statement, and they're going to see a fee on there that says document preparation fee, assumption fee, all of these different fees.
And they're going to know they've been in the same boat, just like the judges who were invested in these funds and have lost two-thirds of their money in the last 2 years. And so what you talked about a few weeks ago is, once this is done, they're immediately rushing to the table wanting to make a deal.
That's the whole idea, is the courts are corrupt, guys. They're absolutely corrupt. You don't want to get in front of the court. The other side doesn't want to get on in front of the court. Nobody can trust them, either side. We build as strong a case against the lender as we can. And this number we bring to the table, the jury, no matter what the other side does to that number, there's only one number they're going to remember. And that's the one you walked in the door with. Now, it's a good number. We can take you how we got that number to the penny. So we have a direct claim on this loan of an exact amount of fraud. And generally, $300,000 note, we can find between $1 million and $1.2 million in fraud claim against the lender. Then we go into all of the issues that they absolutely cannot defend.
So that's the bona fide claim, is the fraud, and then you open it up to, okay, now we're in a suit, give us your deed. So that's how you get it into court. Then you say, now show us the deed. Okay, show us, like the lawyer said 2 hours ago, oh, you signed all these papers, and it's just some lawyer there doing the service. You claim that you'd reviewed everything. You just perjured yourself.
Exactly. An attorney may not accept the word of his client. He must test the veracity of his client himself. And first thing we want to talk to is the guy who's doing the foreclosure. Who are you? I want to see your contract with the principal. You're the agent. Agency may not be proven out of the mouth of the agent. It must be proven out of the mouth of the principal. Show me a contract. His problem is he doesn't know who the principal is. He sees these foreclosures being, these documents being filed with the court, and they just pick them up and run with them. Whoever wins it gets the money.
All right, we've got to go to calls, and we'll have you back again, but we've got more graphs there that we'll cover after we take some calls. But Randy, we're about to go to break, but specifically, again, the 200-plus cases, and you're having what success?
Primarily, we're keeping people in their houses. It takes generally 2 to 2.5 years to get through a lawsuit, and we started this a year ago. Most everybody's still in their houses.
And it's expensive with lawyers, but when people, you teach them how to do it pro se, it's not.
It's not. You can afford to kick them in their teeth, and it keeps you in the house. This is the greatest value because property values are falling like a stone. And by the year 2012, if you bought a house in 07 for $300,000, you'll be lucky to get 80. We know that. The banks know that. They know their worst enemy is time. As time goes on, the banks build up more properties they can't get rid of. It's going to make them want...
So you don't make it easy for them.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to be right back with Randy Kelton, your phone calls, George, Mark, Bill, Shannon, and others. Stay with us.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got a bunch of other graphs we're going to go to right at the end of this hour, like foreclosure by number of bedrooms. It's the lower middle class, 3 bedrooms. Not studios, not 1 bedrooms, not 2 bedrooms, not 4, not 5, but 3 bedrooms, average American. Let's go ahead, people with kids. Let's go to your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. 9031. Randy has got a bunch of different websites for his radio show and other things he does and dealing with regular government corruption. But mortgagecrimes.com is the main site if you want to contact him and then get more information, mortgagecrimes.com. Let's go ahead and go to George in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Randy. I have a question. It looks like the banks are trying to do an end run by either using shell companies and buying back the mortgages so that the taxpayer gets stuck with the depreciation and has to write that off, and then they buy back and sell it at a depreciation rate. But the other thing is they're also going in and buying tax certificates. Now, I was thinking of helping a lot of people out or going buy the tax certificates and sell them back to them so they could wipe everything clean, but the banks are also going into that too. So, I mean, it looks like the banks are trying to commit fraud on several levels by sticking the taxpayer with the depreciation of the
law. Oh, no, that's admitted by Timberwolf and Goldman Sachs that they bundle the goodies, the good mortgages for themselves, and then sell retirement funds, police funds, governments, the cruds. You're absolutely right.
So they steal our equity on the front end. On the back end, they steal our retirement funds, and in the middle, they steal all our tax money.
Yeah, they make us bail it out, and then they don't even use it for what they said. Anything else, George?
No, I just say, how do you stop them? Is there a way to stop them from committing another fraud by buying up all the tax certificates and then buying them for a shell company and basically defrauding us one more time out of the same deal?
Can't answer that one. That's one I haven't researched yet.
But you can see, I mean, we have the emails and the documents and major publications like McClatchy have detailed it, and so has Congress. They set this thing up. I mean, this was set up.
That's in me looking at this, all of these pieces, I have this graph, if you can go to that one. What they're doing is very complex. All of these mechanizations, before securitizations, you wouldn't have found any of that in there. You'd have found the lender, the...
Before the end of Glass-Steagall that made all this a felony, because we'd been through this before, before that, none of this was going on. Great points, George. We're going to Mark and others in a minute, but tell us about this chart, securitization flow chart.
Yeah, this shows how the security instrument moves, how the money moves, how the documents move. The primary importance of this one is how complex it is. Attorneys, they don't have time to do the research. We have about $100,000 invested in research on this right
now. And you're now all over the country advising law firms. I mean, you're meeting with lawyers.
Yes, because they don't have time to do all of this. I'm also building a litigation engine, a computer program that never forgets any of this.
Okay, so go over this graph. Where do I start here?
So we start with it's hard to tell from the graph because it starts with the loan broker. The loan broker brings you, a real estate agent will bring you to a broker. The broker will find you a mortgage company to write your note. But what you don't know is he always finds the same one because he's in bed with him. And the loan broker pays the agents who bring them the note extra fees. According to the HUD 1 settlement, according to the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, the commission for bringing in a loan can be no more than 1% of the principal, but they never come away from with less than 2 or 3%. And they pay them that under the table to bring them loans that are more expensive. They pay the agents to breach their fiduciary duty to the borrower and upsell the note, convincing that he only qualifies for a much more expensive loan product than he actually does. The very first item there, the mortgage company, he appears to be a mortgage company, but he's really not.
That's this?
That's that. He only appears to be because way down at the back, the last one on the top, the investor who buys from, this whole process, in order for the security instrument to get to the final investor, it has to go through 4 steps. The aggregator, the special purpose vehicle, that's where the loans are put together. It appears from our research that they are actually the owners of the mortgage company. So it appears as though the mortgage company sells the note to the aggregator when, in fact, they're one and the same company. They've all set this up. so they can run through these different mechanisms.
And then they gave the word, hey, realtors, local loan originators, everybody's allowed to do this. Tell people to lie to originate the fraud down at the bottom when the person gets the loan.
Yeah, they create the mortgage company that does the fraud, then they bankrupt the mortgage company, so he appears to disappear.
That's like Enron. They'd already moved the money out the back. We're going to come back with more calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll have continual live coverage tomorrow of all the election fraud. And I've told Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Aaron Dice, Kurt Nemo, full time, just to cover all the voting machine fraud nationwide, the troops not getting their ballots, people being indicted all over Florida, you name it, for election fraud. I mean, the good news is this corruption's been here for a long time, but now it's coming up to the surface. And, you know, a few dozen law firms and a few hundred pro se litigants have brought the mortgage fraud to its knees. What will happen as more people get educated? And it doesn't mean you're going to win every time, but you know by resisting, you got a better shot at it. And better systems and ideas are being developed through the law to defeat these people. And you can find out more at mortgagecrimes.com with what Randy Kelton's doing. Just like earlier, I had the ICE legal on who's been beating them. and having Big Effect, one of the first to successfully do it in the last 3-4 years. We had them on. We're going to have more people on because I want to help people. That's our mission. Just like read the insert on a flu shot. Says it can brain damage you, sterilize you. You know, I feel good at night warning people about that. And it all came out. We were right last year. Or sodium fluoride gives you, can give you cancer. Filter your water. Or they're after our Second Amendment. Here's the legislation. Or they're trying to pass amnesty. Here's the legislation. We're just here to alert you that, hey, you know, here's the University of Exeter, big report, research proves gender-bending chemicals like bisphenol A affecting reproduction, feminizing boys, hyper-feminizing women, causing cancer. You know, we're just here warning you, telling you what's going on. Kind of like you're driving down the road and 70 miles an hour through the country, and you see a sign saying 20-mile-an-hour turn. If you don't slow down, folks, you're going to go flying right off the edge. And, you know, here's the deal. We're all in this together. When you warn your neighbors, when you warn your friends and family, when you buy my books and videos and support us and get tools like Fall of the Republic and Invisible Empire that show people who really runs things, we're identifying the crooks so that as things get worse and worse as they planned, they won't be able to pose as our saviors and get even more power. They're going to go to prison. And look how far we've come passing a bill this year to audit the Fed. Sure, they butchered it in the Senate. But we've gone from Ron Paul with no co-sponsors 15 years ago to passing bills. Now the globalists are identified as the criminals, as Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted 4 months ago. Humanity is awake and staring at them. We're identifying the bad guy. And as G.I. Joe says, knowing the bad guy is half the battle. That's why they told us Homeland Security was for guys with turbans on their heads. Now they admit it's for us, because they're the bad guys staging the terror attacks as a pretext to come after us. And they're coming after us militarily, economically, psychologically, spiritually, medically, physically. And this is one big area, financially, because money is a symbol of energy. And that's how they buy up the whole world for nothing out of their fraud, as Thomas Jefferson said. And we're waking up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. Now, going back to Randy Kelton, I want to get to these calls as quickly as possible. I just talked to who's up first here of all these callers? All right, Mark and Pia, we're going to move quick now. Mark, go ahead.
I commend you, Mr. Kelton, for all you're doing. I listened to you last week. You got me on the edge of my seat. The challenge here to me is the battle that's before us is a temporary battle. It's a significant battle, but my concern is what's on the other side of this. This is the foundational aspect of who we are as a free people, the property rights of an individual. And after they come after the property, what are they going to come after next? Us as individuals? And so, to me, this whole thing is their, it's their party, it's their casino, like Max Kaiser says, and it's all based upon the universe, the UPC, and all of that. So we're dealing there in their arena. So on the other side of this, we have to wake. To me, we have to wake up, and get to the core issue of what real property rights are, what it really means to be free. So I mean, this is just that. To me, it's a distraction, and, right. And they're just playing a game with us and stressing us out and keeping us
all
distracted.
Right. Hey, you know, listen, Mark, I appreciate your call. We got to move on. You know, all the Patriot folks with the UPC stuff that I've been seeing for 15 years has rendered almost no success. This is rendering serious success, charging them with fraud because they've engaged in it. This is not an exercise in futility. It's having a big effect. And I never understand why when we're up here with real solutions, people say, well, it's their party, it's their system. Yes, it's their fraudulent system, and we're here exposing it. Just exposing their fraud, again, is half the equation.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned that point, because, frankly, I'm not here primarily for foreclosure issues. Alex knows my primary focus. It's grand juries. I've been helping people with due process issues, and I tell them, the worst one, the key to all of this is the judge. Go in there and kick that judge in his behind. And they say, I'm not going to do that. I can go to jail. But when I got someone with a foreclosure issue where they're stealing his house and everything he owns, but his liberty's not at risk, and I say, that dirty, rotten scoundrel judge is breaking the law. You need to go down and file current complaints with him.
That's what you mean by kicking him in the butt.
Yes. You use the grand jury against them. I just did a seminar in Las Vegas of people who help other people. And they weren't so interested in hearing about the foreclosure issue. They already knew about it. They want to know how to go after the judges. We get people going after the judges, we will change everything.
And people don't do it because they say they're invincible. They're not invincible.
They're actually the weakest link. I have stood in court a number of times and said to the bailiff, "Did you hear that, Mr. Bailiff? Drag that judge down off that bench." I have never once had a judge threaten me with contempt for doing that to him. He knew. He's in deep water here. The judges know they're the weakest link. The last thing they want you to know is how vulnerable they are. And with these foreclosure issues, I can get people to realize...
Well, that's like the baby they took in New Hampshire, putting a fake criminal record in it for somebody else and everything. And because there was political pressure, when they got up there before the judge said, "There's not enough evidence, release the baby." But see, they had the will to fight. Most people just roll over.
Exactly. And this is the key.
And look, they can't stop us all. Let's go to another caller. Mark, I understand, you know, part of your point, but the rest of it is, this is having an effect. People are staying in their houses. I mean, I don't know what else you want. I mean, this is a real remedy. Let's talk to Shannon in Mississippi. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Got a question for Mr. Randy. Mr. Randy, I know you probably heard about it, but my mom and my real dad got a divorce, and then she married a Air Force veteran in the Air Force for 28 years. Well, he died. And they gave her a silver certificate, one-time buyer's plan on a house. Well, my mom, she went and bought a house, like an acre of land, and back in the 2002, she bought it, and it was like $140,000. Okay, now my mom has died, and under that silver certificate through the military, are there any insurance if they come and try to take that house because we missed one payment on it? Are there any insurance we could take to the grand jury to say, "Hey, no, you can't do this"? That's my question.
I'm not familiar with the silver certificate. Is that some type of guarantee against foreclosure?
Is that like some kind of...
Well, it was a one-time buyer's plan, understood from my mom before she died, through the United States Air Force, saying that they would give her the money or credit her a certain amount. I believe it was up to $150,000. She bought the house for like $140,000, and now I'm kind of scared and worried that through it was through the United States Air Force and the government, they could come in and just swipe it out from under the family.
So did she have a clear title to it? Or did she have a mortgage?
I wanted to ask you, the only thing that was not at the paper signing or anything that I could see was a clear title or deed. How would I go about locating
it? Is there a mortgage on the property?
Yes, they are.
Is this a mortgage from the original purchase?
The mortgage from the original purchase, which I would assume would be through the military.
Well, this is what I'm getting at. Did the military, was the original purchase of the home, did it have a mortgage on it then, or is this a refinance later?
Sir, it was a refinance later. The military okayed it.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to send Randy, you're going to have to send Randy an email or something, because this is just, Shannon, I mean, we've never heard of this, so we're not exactly sure what you're getting into. Sorry we can't answer your question properly. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Indiana. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a question for Randy. I've got my property, which I do hold the deed for. It is paid for. For example, if my house would go into foreclosure, could they still come and take my house, although my property's paid for?
How do they have a lien against it?
I mean, no, I've got the deed for my property, what I'm saying. It's paid for. But I got a mortgage on my house.
Then, yes, based on the mortgage. The mortgage gives them a claim against the title. While you hold the title, and the title is in your name, the mortgage gives the mortgagee a claim against the title in the event that you don't meet the requirements of the note, the security instrument.
But are you talking about the warranty deed on the entire property or any conventions on that? I mean, is there a separate piece of property? Have you subdivided it? Or are you talking about just the house?
I'm just talking about the property that sits on the house.
Yeah, absolutely they can foreclose.
They still can foreclose. Okay, yeah. That's all I need to know.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. With that said, if they've done this within the last 10 years, the note, if you fight them, they won't have authority to foreclose almost certainly.
Because they clouded the entire chain of title since then.
Exactly. You can fight them.
All right, let's go ahead. This is different if you've got a house bought before 11 years ago on average.
Yes.
They can probably take it because it was done properly.
Unless if they securitize the note, then they'll have a problem.
Oh, so stuff that's even older than 11 years, if they've sold it since.
Yeah, they started about 95.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Florida, then Ronnie, Ken, and others. Bill, drop. Let's go to Ken in Indiana. Ken in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you explain again, Randy, the difference between a truth in lending statement and the HUD one and how to figure that out, and what are the fees that the lender can't charge that you're saying are illegal?
Okay, truth in lending statement. The truth in lending statement, it's one page, and it will, right across the middle, it'll have four boxes. It'll show the interest rate, the total amount of interest you'll pay, the total amount of principal, and the principal and interest combined. And then under that will be a section that'll show what your payments will be. Now, this is required to be within an eighth of a percent of what the final amount is. You're supposed to get a truth in lending statement after you file the loan application, and then a final truth in lending statement within 3 days of closing.
But you normally see it right there in the signing.
The HUD 1 settlement statement, that's the two-page legal size document with lines all over it. It goes from line 100 to line 1400. The second page starts at line 700. That lists all the fees you pay at closing. Now, you look at those fees. There's a loan origination fee. That's a fee that's paid to a vendor. That's paid to the person as a commission for bringing them the note. That can be no more than 1% of the note. If you look down below it, you sometimes see a yield spread premium. That's exactly the same thing. I've seen two yield spread premiums at a loan origination fee.
So they'll triple charge under different names. And is that federal law that they're not allowed to do that?
That's federal law, the Truth in Lending, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act and Truth in Lending Act specifically limit what the lender can charge the borrower.
But then how do they get away with doing it?
People don't know.
So they have you sign that you know about the truth in lending, but you waive it.
Yeah, they don't even do that. The lenders call these junk fees. They just stuff them in there. And what we've done is pulled a dirty, stinking, rotten lawyer trick on them. We claim that they added these fees in there so that they could, their extra fees, it was intended that all of these costs be absorbed in the interest that they charge you, part of the finance charge. But they added them to the head of the note. They charge you interest on them for 30 years, and we maintain they take those amounts and they slip them under the table to the loan originator.
Because now there's interest on fees that have already been jacked up.
Yes, and that adds,
they don't even give you the opportunity to pay a separate check flat off for that.
On a 6% note, if they add $1,000 to the principal, you'll pay $5,900 over the life of the note.
And on average, for the $300,000 house, you're saying it's over 40.
Yes.
All right, I hope that answers your question. I appreciate the call. Up next here, John, I got my list confused. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air with Randy Kelton and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener. Really appreciate the show. I've got a question for your guest. I'm in the mortgage business, and he's throwing out some of the terms. But as far as the limitation on a 1% origination being the maximum amount you can charge on a loan, that's only for FHA loans. For conventional loans, for what used to be non-conforming loans, subprime, Alt-A, you could charge more than 1%, but the FHA limits you to 1%. And there's other fees that are non-allowable fees. Lenders can choose to itemize their fees based on the services that they provide You have a processor that you're outsourcing. You can choose to pay her separately and things like that. The reference to the yield spread premium in the form of a payment outside of closing when the loan is sold. If I used to be a broker, a mortgage broker, who's been the whipping boy for this whole industry for the last 3 years, and what happened is we would originate the loan and get paid for that, and also based on the interest rate that we were able to sell in the free market at, let's say, the going rate was 5, and we sold a 5% rate, that might be par, meaning there was no yield spread premium. And it has to be disclosed on the good faith estimate, and it also has to be disclosed on the HUD-1 settlement statement in a certain block, and he referenced those. However, if you sold the loan at 5.25, that extra quarter point in rate would mean that you might get a yield spread premium of, let's say, 1%. Now, I know we don't want to get too obtuse on a radio show, but Section 32 is the law that regulates how much an originator can make, and it's more than 1%.
Here's a simple question, and I want Randy to be able to comment on this. We're skipping this final break. It's real simple. Before 99 or so, they would not go out and induce people, the brokers and others, to exaggerate how much money they make or whatever. And the loan officers, and I'm just boiling all this down to simplistic terms, above it wouldn't certify it. But something changed, and we've all heard about that. And I understand the whipping boys from the low-level people. We're talking about the big mega banks that engineered all this, so I'm not saying you're the devil. You were, going through your industry and what was standard operating procedure, just like giving somebody chemotherapy is, because the American Medical Association says so. But I mean, specifically, things did change, and the whole thing's grinding to a halt. I mean, bottom line, what are you saying to Randy, that he's wrong?
In the charge, I guess that gets them into court by making the charge on the fraud, and then you can pull up, as you alluded to earlier, you can pull up the show me the note argument. But the pulling up the fraud thing with the interest rate on the truth in lending is an APR. It's an annual percentage rate. It's the cost of your loan in the form of an interest rate over the full term of the loan, because the federal government in their wisdom wanted to make it easy for clients or for customers to compare.
Okay.
My rate.
Any comment on this, because it's getting all academic.
The issue we bring, the note is very clear. You sign this contract and you say, I agree to pay this amount of principal at this interest. And then the lender comes along with this other document that has a different principal on it and a different interest. And when I run the two of them, the one with the different principal and interest doesn't come up with the same cost to me as what I agreed to.
So you're saying the fraud is people are shown one bill and then on the final day another bill.
That's because you could go to Bank One and get 5%, and they charge you $2,000 for a 5% loan for 30 years, and Bank Number Two is going to charge you $2,500 for it. And so the truth in lending, the whole point of that was to help you determine what that Bank Two is charging you more.
Well,
and then they quantify it in the form of an interest rate.
I looked at the truth in lending statement. I'm not sure what you're quantifying. I know I sign a note, and it says I agree to pay X amount of principal at X amount of interest. How does it get that the truth in lending statement has a payment amount on it? If I pay that payment, I will pay thousands and thousands more than what I agreed to.
That's listed on the truth in lending matches the note rate.
Absolutely. So, it does about 25% of the time.
Well, if the PMI carries over to that, so you might be mistakenly looking at a truth in lending that has a PI plus a PMI charge on there and it not computing because the people didn't put down 20%. So
hey,
why don't you
I bet you'd like to talk to Mike off air.
Yes, I would.
So send him an email there at mortgagecrimes.com or Randy, what's an email for you?
That would be a great one.
All right, just go to that site and it's got it right there. Mike, very interesting. I'll tell you, I study this stuff all the time and I get confused by it. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Dan in Texas. I'm having basically the same problem here. It is quite academic. And I'm looking at your website and I'm trying to see. I don't actually know what an 801 is or a HUD-1 settlement. I don't know what these things look like. And I'm wondering if you have a complete example, something that we can look at front to back and learn how to do this.
Sure, no. He's just giving you basic things for you to go dig it out yourself and look at it.
Yeah, you can. If you look in your loan package, the HUD one is really easy to locate. It's the only one that's just It has lines all down the document. We should, I haven't looked at the website today, but we should have a HUD-1 interactive on the website that you can open up and fill in the amount.
Yeah, but let's be clear. We had a lawyer on earlier from ICE Legal, who's in the Wall Street Journal, winning these cases, just to hear what he had to say, just like we're hearing from Randy. Randy's involved in a whole bunch of stuff as a pro se litigant. He's not there to hold everybody's hand through this. We're just talking about general issues that are going on, and Randy's now trying to develop and codify all this. This is all a work in progress. We don't have all the answers. I certainly don't. I'm just here investigating all this from different perspectives.
Yeah, and this issue of the Truth in Lending Statement, I've had a number of people that I've talked to about the Truth in Lending Statement, and it always comes up different. I never can get anything clear and definitive that tells me why Steve was required to pay $720 a month on the Truth in Lending when the note he agreed to came up to $693. Couldn't figure that one out.
All right, I get it. I'll have to look at your website.
Right, listen,
more.
I gotta jump. Thank you. Interesting points, Dan. Pablo in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
Alex. Okay, let's see, be real quick. I trade currency. I've been trading currency for the last 10 years. I worked at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, worked at the Board of Trade, traded bonds there for a while, and I've been following this all super super close, the whole collapse, the whole Ponzi scheme, and my mother has about $500,000 saved up because my father was a professor when he passed away.
I understand.
And the brokers had put a large amount of it into BlackRock, which holds a lot of these collateralized mortgage obligations. And I've been slowly getting her to get into the SLV and GLDs. And so today she wanted to liquidate the BlackRock funds and put into SLVs. And they refused to do it. And my mother, asked them, okay, are you not willing to do it? Or do you not want to do it? And they responded, we're not going to do it.
Lawlessly not giving people their money. And this is happening more and more. They're now trying to just take pensions, Randy.
Yes, and I expect this to get a whole lot worse. It may well be that they don't have the money to give back to them if they've got it in bad investments. But this is not a place for me to comment on because this gets into investment.
Yeah, what's your bottom line, Pablo? What are you saying?
Basically, they told her she was incompetent to manage her own money, and I told her that this was a perfect example, and this was a good that this was a godsend that this happened, because in another situation where the market slashes down another 20%, followed by a following day of another flash down 20%.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna get any of your money. Yeah, we're out of time, Pablo. I appreciate your call. I mean, right there, that's where you've got a contract. We're supposed to give you the money. You take that, you walk down, you bring it to the police. They don't do something, you file criminal charges.
Precisely. I'd go straight to a grand jury. That's primarily my strategy.
And by the way, well, we get hundreds of calls like this in emails every couple of days, and then we see it in the news, where paid-for houses are being taken, pensions, stocks. It's just, they're just the thieving is already. In fact, I've got a Before It's News article, insider stock sell-off, 3,177-1 sell-to-buy ratio. All the big elites are dumping their stocks right now.
I'm surprised it's taken them so long. I told my brother a year and a half ago, he lost almost everything.
Well, we're out of time, Randy. It's mortgagecrimes.com. People want to get in contact with you. It's a work in progress. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We did an hour of overdrive today. Great job to the crew. Remember, if you believe in the work we're doing, we need your support. Infowars.com, the online video bookstore. A lot of key info coming up straight ahead with the retransmission. Spread the word about the broadcast. We appreciate you all. Again, see you back tomorrow. God willing. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.